That's a long gospel. Holy cow. But my homily is going to be even longer, so bear with me. We'll get done by noon, or by one. I'm excited. Why? Because this is a radical Sunday. It is radical gospel, and we have some radical people here. Jesus, this whole episode, there's so much here, but he says, the part I'm going to focus on today is Jesus says to Martha, he says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Then he says something very, very important. He says, "Do you believe this? Do you believe this?" It's crazy. What he's saying is completely crazy. If you don't think it's crazy, it's because you haven't thought about it. There's a guy walking around 2,000 years ago saying, not only is death not the end of your life, which kind of human civilization has always had this intuition that death isn't the end of us. Isn't that weird? Even when I think about it, I just think, yeah, I'm going to live forever. But not only that, there's a guy wandering around saying, "I am the resurrection and the life. If you believe in me, you will rise and live forever." That's crazy. That's insane. He's an insane man. Could you imagine if someone walked up to you at the mall and they said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Here's my business card." You would say, "You're crazy. You are a nutcase." Or you'd say, "Oh, that's nice. Thank you. Let me go to Bath and Body Works now." Jesus came up to people and said, "I am the resurrection and the life. You will live forever if you believe in me." That's insane. And then he says, "Do you believe this?" They'd be very justified at that time to say, "No, I don't." But Martha says, and she's having a hard time with this, her brother just died. She says, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." But obviously there was some preparation for this radical statement. But one thing that grinds my gears is when people say, "Well, I was just born Catholic, so, you know, that's what I believe. But if you were born something else, that's what you'd believe." And it just makes all sorts of sense. And so kind of relativizes the fact that we are born into this belief, where Martha had to make a whole radical decision on her own. But me, I was taught that since I was a little kid, so it's not as crazy for me. But it's not just being born into it. I mean, think of like someone who's born into relative wealth or someone who's born into abject poverty in a third world country. Wouldn't you say that it's better to be born into relative wealth than to be born into abject poverty? And wouldn't you try to help people that are living in abject poverty achieve a certain level of wealth, right? That's why we do charity work. Especially when we're born into wealth, we feel this added responsibility that, hey, we need to help people get out of that. Well, it's the same as being born into the Catholic faith. It's not just one's equal to the other ones. No, we believe that, hey, by the grace of God, the mystery that is me was born into a family that believed in the resurrection and the life, that believed in Jesus Christ. And I count that as literally the greatest gift of my life, that I'm Catholic. And I'm such an idiot, I believe this so much that I've dedicated my entire life to believing in it and to convincing other people. So not only does Jesus look like an idiot, I get to look like an idiot with him and say, "Hey, I know this guy, and he is the resurrection. You should believe in him." And if ever you think, is this just a fairy tale to make myself feel better? Is it just because, you know, Martha lost a loved one and wants to think that she'll see him again? There's two things. One, there is something inside us. For all of human history, we've believed that we're going to live forever. The ancient Greeks thought they were just going to go down to Hades, kind of just hang out there. The Jews thought they were going to rest. You know, there's all sorts of, and there's some sense of reward and punishment for what you've done on earth. But isn't it crazier to think that when the lights go out in your life, then you're done? I think it is. If someone says, "Well, you're crazy for believing in the resurrection," I would say, "Yeah, I am." But you're also crazy for thinking that all of the signs inside of you pointing to the fact that you're going to live forever, all those desires, all that kind of knowledge that you have that you are destined to live forever, that's crazy too. And I think, frankly, that's crazier. Furthermore, this is the fun one, that, okay, say I'm right. I'm going to live with Jesus Christ in eternal happiness forever with all my loved ones. Say I'm wrong? I don't even know that I'm wrong. Say I was a total idiot. I dedicated my entire life to believing in Jesus Christ and the resurrection from the dead, and I die. And that's it. I don't even feel bad because I'm wrong, because I don't even know I'm wrong, because I don't exist. So what's the downside of it? Not much. But we don't just believe in anything. That there were people who actually witnessed, eyewitnesses who witnessed that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. They witnessed it, and at the end, the Jews, the next chapter that comes up, they want to kill him because of it. You don't just kill someone for something small. This was a big deal when it happened. Not only that, there were witnesses of his death and witnesses of his resurrection, and they believed in it so radically that they died for it. They not only gave their entire life, they gave up their life. They were so convinced that Jesus was the risen one that he said he would be. They were so convinced by that. And the danger, when people leave the church, usually they don't leave because they say, oh, you know, I just realized that he's not. Usually they just kind of drift away. And that's so sad. And it's counteracted by what we have today with the scrutinies, people entering the church for the first time, making an adult choice, just like Martha did, not raised in the faith, saying, I do believe, Lord. I do believe that you are the resurrection and the life. And honestly, there's nothing that gives me more courage, more happiness in my faith, more joy than seeing someone who wasn't in the faith make a radical life choice that's going to affect the rest of their lives and say, I do believe. I do believe. I wasn't convinced of this for my entire life up to this point, but I know and believe that you are the resurrection, Lord, that you are the Christ, the Son of God. There's another reason I'm excited is because I'm leaving after this to go on a visit to the seminary with 14 high school seniors. Think of that. Not that they're all going to become priests. There's 14 high school seniors thinking about just to look at what a seminary looks like. In this age, which is like as far from that as possible, that there is life in this church. There's one thing I'm convinced of, that the Catholic Church will be around long after all of us in here are dead. There's life in the Catholic Church. And if sometimes you're disappointed at how it's managed, look at the apostles in the gospel. They're all idiots. It shouldn't surprise us that the apostles' successors today are idiots too. And the priests. That it's Jesus gave us this great resurrection, the possibility of eternal life through him. And he entrusted it to us. And we all know ourselves how weak we are. He's entrusted this great gift to us in our weakness. And he is our Savior. So if you think about the resurrection today, and you don't think it's crazy, it's because you haven't thought about what it actually entails. That we're going to live forever with Jesus Christ, some guy who walked around 2,000 years ago. It's crazy. And there are still people, still very many people, who even in our age, which is not religious in the slightest, saying, no, I do believe. I do believe. Because everything that you've said, Jesus, confirms what's already in my heart. But I do believe that I'll live forever. And I do believe the only way that's going to be good is if I'm with you, Lord Jesus Christ.